USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he might take another trip down to the U.S.-Mexico border. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
Former President Trump says he'll likely head to the southern border in the next few weeks.
Well, a lot of people want me to. The border patrols and all of the people of ICE, if they want me there, they've asked me to go. And I really sort of feel I owe it to them. They're great people. They're doing an incredible job. It's impossible now with what they've done to stay in Mexico. Should have been left, and now they stay in the United States, and by the way, stay in and never leave.
Trump speaking with Fox News. The former president's comments coming a day after a group of GOP senators visited the border, saying they were stunned by conditions at facilities holding unaccompanied minors. He also criticized the Biden administration for ending the Remain in Mexico program and stopping construction of the border wall. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
President Biden was asked if there's anything that he can do about Georgia's new restrictive voting law.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point. The Justice Department is taking a look as well.
Republican Gabriel Sterling, who implements elections in Georgia, said the claims that the laws are racist aren't true. The new law also makes it a misdemeanor for people to distribute food and water to those waiting in line to vote. Sterling says they were just closing a loophole.
Literally, we have reports where they're handing out Warnock water. I mean, that's the issue we're running into. So we basically closed the loophole. They can still hand out water and food. This has to be 150 feet away, the way it has been for decades in this state.
A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Marine biologists are trying to explain why over the past 3 weeks people are being bitten by more sharks along Florida's east coast. USA's John Clemens has more.
All three survived as the black-tipped sharks were making their annual migration from as far north as New York to south of the Miami-Dade County line in search for warmer waters. Dr. Stephen Kajura, a professor of biology sciences at Florida Atlantic University, tells us as many as 15,000 sharks can be counted in the water.
We have a lot of sharks here. We have a lot of spring breakers in the water, but we tend to have relatively few bites on people overall. Now, this last week has been an exception. We've had a couple of bites in quick succession.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
NASA says a large asteroid won't threaten the Earth for at least 100 years. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
NASA says that the Earth is safe from one massive asteroid, at least for the next 100 years. Astronomers say that after new observations, the 1,100-foot Apophis asteroid will miss the Earth when it flies by in 2068. The asteroid, first detected in 2004, will also pass by the planet in 2029 and 2036. The space rock will fly by the Earth at a distance of 20,000 miles when it visits in 8 years. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm